For every frame, we will want to compute the velocity of the mouse. Why? Recall that the player controls the blue paddle with the mouse. That is, the blue paddle moves with the mouse. So computing the mouse velocity is really just a way to compute the blue paddle's velocity. The reason we need its velocity is for some of the physics calculations. Suppose delta t is the amount of time that has elapsed between the previous frame and the current frame. Recall that we learned how to compute delta t in the last lecture. It's the time that has passed between game loop cycles. Also, let ri-1 and ri be the position of the mouse for the previous and current frame, respectively. Note that the mouse position can be obtained at any time by calling the Win32 API function getCursorPos. To keep track of the previous mouse position, we just save it in a variable that persists across frames. The displacement vector is given by ri-ri-1. The figure on the slide shows what this means graphically. This subtraction gives us a vector originating from the previous position to the new position. Thus, it tells us two things. It tells us a distance on how far the paddle moved, and also the direction in which it moved. So to recap, so far we have the change in time and also the displacement of the mouse. By definition, velocity is equal to displacement over time. Thus, the velocity of the mouse for a given frame is the displacement vector delta r divided by delta t. Note that speed is defined to be distance over time. This is close to velocity, but note that velocity gives a direction. It's a vector. In fact, the magnitude of the velocity vector gives the speed.